A fetus is what's in the uterus right now. That is not a baby. A baby is what's born at 40 weeks. A fetus is what's in your uterus right now.
Oh, okay.
So if you're pregnant.
Oh, okay. So when do you become a baby?
Birth.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Lila Rose, president of Live Action. What you just heard was an excerpt from a video recently released by Live Action at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Appleton, Wisconsin, where Live Action volunteers went undercover and recorded their conversation with Planned Parenthood nurses and doctors and exposed it to the public to see just what kind of advice and medical counsel young girls are receiving at these sorts of clinics. And Lila, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start with that clip right there. The nurse basically telling the girl that who purports to be pregnant that what's inside of her is not a baby, and it's not a baby until birth. Is that something that's been consistently advised at these clinics? What's the pattern like?
Definitely. I mean, Planned Parenthood makes $500 every time they convince a woman that her best choice is abortion. That out of all the options that a woman might have who's pregnant, Planned Parenthood wants to tell them that she should have the abortion. And one of the ways that they do this, one of their best ways to do this, is to deceive and to outright lie to women about the information having to do with their baby and their pregnancy. So you see in this shocking undercover video taken at the Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin clinic that the nurse, the counselor, is telling a woman that the heartbeat of her unborn child, who's 10 weeks along, starts at 17 or 18 weeks, which is an outrageous lie. I mean, that is total medical misinformation. The heartbeat starts at 3 weeks, 1 day. So this is just an example of the kind of deceit that Planned Parenthood uses to encourage women to have abortions.
Let's follow up on that point, if you can. They call it heart tones. In fact, here's the clip after the girl asks when the heartbeat happens.
Does it have a heartbeat?
Heart tones are at 7 weeks. Heartbeat is when the fetus is active in the uterus, can survive, which is about 17 or 18 weeks.
What kind of distinction are they trying to make between heart tones and heartbeat, do you think?
Basically, they're trying to confuse this woman. Embryologists and fetologists say that heart tones make up a heartbeat. That's what, I mean, human biology tells us. Heart tones are the reason she's saying heart tone instead of heartbeat is to dehumanize the unborn child of that woman, to make the woman think that it's not even big enough to have a heartbeat. The truth is that woman is being counseled by Planned Parenthood is 10 weeks along, and the heartbeat, not the heart tone, the heartbeat starts, according to head embryologists and embryology textbooks, starts at 3 weeks, 1 day. So again, an example of the medical misinformation given in an attempt to sell this woman an abortion at $500 to make that money.
We're talking with Lila Rose of Live Action. And Lila, we started this segment with a clip of the nurse at the Planned Parenthood clinic saying that the fetus is just that, a fetus. It's not a baby, and it's not a baby at all until birth. The girl asked the doctor then the same question and gets a slightly different answer. Here's that clip.
You know, there's something growing inside your uterus, and it's called a fetus.
Okay.
Okay. It's not a baby at this stage or anything like that.
Oh. When does it become a baby?
Well, when you're like 7 months pregnant or so, 6-7 months pregnant.
So the nurse said it's not a baby until it's born. This doctor basically trying to say that it's not a baby until it's viable. What does that tell you about the inconsistency of their statements?
Again, Planned Parenthood claims to give non-directive health counseling, saying that women can choose for themselves. But Planned Parenthood here is making a strong statement that these are not human beings, that these are not babies, that these are fetuses, embryos, coming up with names that sound dehumanizing, giving medical misinformation about the fetal development of that unborn child. And the most stunning thing is what the doctor ends with, and you might be playing that clip, where the doctor, the abortionist, in an attempt to encourage this woman to have an abortion, says that it's safer to have the abortion than having a baby. This woman in the clinic chooses to have her baby. She could die. So therefore, she should pay him the $500 and have that abortion.
Here are two of those clips related to what Lila just said.
But you don't want to wait, because the sooner you do an abortion, the easier it is and the quicker it is. This is very safe. The stage you're at right now is very, very safe. Safer than having a baby, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
much safer than having a baby. You know, women die having babies.
Lila, what is the ultimate goal here of Live Action when you go to these different clinics and you hear things like that, what do you hope ultimately happens as a result of people learning what's happening in these discussions?
Well, our ultimate goal here is to expose the misinformation, the lies, and even the murder that results from it in these clinics to the public. And this is so relevant right now, especially relevant for a few reasons. First of all, with the healthcare debate, Planned Parenthood already receives over $250 million in taxpayer money. And under the healthcare bill, they're in standing to receive hundreds of millions more. They're in standing to basically be one of the big dogs playing to distribute healthcare to women, to grow their business, their practice of abortion. Meanwhile, they're raking in an $85 million profit margin, mostly from these abortions that they sell to women. So this ideology that promotes abortion and this business, these sales tactics to get women to have more abortions, devastates women, hurts families in our country, and more so needs to be seen by the public so that they can be outraged about the fact that this behavior is being paid for with government money now, and that money is only standing to increase with the healthcare bill.
Also included in your video, Lila, between these different clips of the discussions in the clinic, is a commentary from a woman who used to be a director at a Planned Parenthood clinic, but has since joined the pro-life cause. Explain who she is and why she changed her position.
You're mentioning Abby Johnson. She's a former clinic director for a Planned Parenthood in Texas. And she used to serve at Planned Parenthood as the top dog of that clinic. And ultimately, she saw an ultrasound of a baby being aborted at about 11 or 12 weeks, and she thought, never again. She went on to speak out about the practices that she found so disturbing at Planned Parenthood, which include hiding medical information from the women having to do with their unborn child, hiding the fact that their baby might have a heartbeat, lying to the women about how far along the baby is inside the in utero. Even more than that, she talks about how Planned Parenthood is trying to up their abortion numbers and increase the money, the cash flow into the organization by encouraging women to have more abortions in very subtle and manipulative ways. Her testimony, of course, was denied by Planned Parenthood, and the mainstream media saw her as just, an angry pro-lifer. But this evidence taken undercover at the Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin corroborates Johnson's testimony to show that this is true. Lies are told in these clinics, total unethical medical behavior, misinformation, and even more than that, this is a practice that's being condoned by tax money and stands to be even further supported by that tax money in the future.
Lila, go ahead and give folks your website where they can see the video for themselves.
Please check out the video for yourself. It's at liveaction.org, which is our website, liveaction.org. You can watch the video. You can get involved. It's called the Rosa Acuna Project. To learn more about medical misinformation and lies at Planned Parenthood, go to liveaction.org.
Very good. Lila, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Lila Rose is president of Live Action. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.